Talk is the devotional podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church and is designed to give you a bit of spiritual truth to consider each day, Monday through Friday. Don't you love to hear children ask questions? I particularly love the questions they ask as they begin to learn about God and His Word. I don't know about you, but I find their curiosity refreshing. Granted, sometimes it's hard to keep from chuckling, especially if the question is something like, "Did Jesus' feet get wet when he walked on water?" But on the other hand, the spiritual questions of children often reflect a wonderfully inquisitive attitude that we as adults would do well to encourage and even imitate. I thought it might be interesting to explore one such question today. Let's talk today about how to answer the question, "What is Jesus doing today?" While it might sound at first like a childlike question, it actually is one that can help any of us develop a deeper appreciation for what God has done for us through Jesus and what He continues to do today. Let's begin by asking God for His help answering this question as we look to see what He has to say about this in His Word. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You that nothing is a mystery for You. I thank You for Your help in understanding Your Word and what it has to say about Jesus. Thank You that we can depend on You to open our minds to understand Your Word. It's in Your name that I pray. Amen. So what is Jesus doing today? What does the Bible have to say about this? While there's no one verse that will answer this question exhaustively, God's Word gives us quite a lot of insight into this. First, some background. We know from Acts 1 that following His resurrection, Jesus appeared to His followers, talking to them about the kingdom of God and spending time with them for 40 days, and then He ascended into heaven. Hebrews 1 verses 3 and 4 say this, "He," that's Jesus, "is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs." This passage helps us understand that following His ascension, Jesus went to be with God the Father and is now reigning with Him. Isn't it comforting to know that Jesus is in charge of the universe, reigning with His Father? When things seem to be out of control, this is a good passage to review. Jesus is right now, today, still in charge and is holding everything together. He is literally upholding the universe. What a good thing to remember. Ephesians 1 verses 22 and 23 say this, "And He put all things under His feet and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all." These verses give us additional insight into what Jesus is doing as we learn that God the Father gave Jesus the specific position of head over the church, that is His body. Isn't it interesting that God pictures the church as a body with Jesus as the head? The head is the part that gives the orders for the rest of the body. The body may have many diverse parts, but only one head. Aren't you glad that head is Jesus? So what is Jesus doing today? He's in charge of the church, His body. Another passage that helps us understand what Jesus is doing is Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 16, which say this, "Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." We learn here that Jesus is serving as our great high priest and is interceding for us. This work of Jesus takes on a very personal aspect as it describes His ability to sympathize with our weaknesses. He is able to do this because He was tempted just as we are tempted. However, He never fell for even one temptation. We are so blessed to have Jesus the only one who really understands us, positioned right there beside the Father, mediating for us. There is no human sufficient for the intercessory work that only Jesus is able to do for us. What a picture of compassion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So what is Jesus doing today? Well, we know that he's reigning with the Father, he's serving as head over the church, and he's interceding for each of us. Remember where we started in Acts 1 with the ascension of Christ on the 40th day after his resurrection? Well, it turns out that tomorrow will mark 40 days from April 4th, Easter Sunday, the day we celebrated Jesus' resurrection. What an excellent time to thank God for the fact that Jesus is in heaven right now, ruling over the entire universe, ruling over his church, and interceding for us personally. How about taking some extra time over the next week to pray for revival in the church? Perhaps you could commit some time each day over the next week to pray for our hearts to be renewed in Christ Jesus as we consider what he has done for us and what he continues to do for us each day. Let's ask Jesus to rekindle our love for him. Lord, I ask you, along with what the psalmist wrote, will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? In the powerful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Check out our updated BFC website for more information about the various ministries available for all ages at Bible Fellowship Church. Remember, come what may, Christ still reigns.